Welcome to the Fearless Women Podcast. We're inspiring conversations for the unafraid. I'm Janice McDonald, founder of the Beacon Agency, author, and global champion for women. Why am I making this show? Because I want to share the inspiring stories of women leaders in business, arts and culture, politics, and more with all of you. Hear how they've chosen to go forward and be bold and make the world a better place, even when it wasn't easy to do. Subscribe now wherever you find podcasts. Hey, everybody, it's Janice McDonald. Welcome to the Fearless Women Podcast. I've got a super exciting special edition today, and this is in celebration of my new book that is now available called Fearless, Girls with Dreams, Women with Vision. These are inspiring stories from Canada and beyond. And what I'd like to do today is share a couple of the inspiring stories with you, give you a sneak peek into this amazing book. It is filled with over 80 women's stories, true stories. They're celebrating the fearless girl within all of us. And it's really fun when you look at how it's been grouped. How I approach this is a different sort of a section or chapter for each of the different stories around a theme. So we open with dare, then there's connect, grow, shine, venture, persist, bloom, lead, serve, and finally dream. It's a really exciting day and time to have this beautiful book out on the shelves. You can find it at Costco right across the country, in Canada, in the US at Barnes & Noble, of course at Amazon. You can find it in Canada Chapters at any of your favorite bookstores, of course, the independents, even Target has it. This book is everywhere. And so I want to share some of the insights, some of the stories, and some of the magic of why Fearless is having such a big impact. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I love this quote from her. Real change, enduring change, happens one step at a time. The theme in the Fearless book that I want to spotlight is serve. And it's around this idea of how, for me, anytime I move into a new home, my first order of operation is always to put up a new Canadian flag. Each house feels like a home as soon as that maple leaf is flapping in the wind and standing on guard. As a proud Canadian, when I'm speaking on a global stage, I love to weave in the unique Canadian perspective. I had an amazing chance to do so when I spoke at the Milken Conference in 2018 in Los Angeles. It was a great opportunity for me to highlight the Canadian perspective on women, diversity and inclusion, and also talk about my national research on women entrepreneurs. The best example that I had to show of the Canadian commitment to inclusion was in regard to our national anthem. By changing only a few words, the English language version of our anthem became gender neutral, although only a small difference. It's a powerful signal of our support for inclusion. With a change in the second line of the anthem from "In all thy sons command" to "In all of us command," this new version reflects all Canadians. Most people at the Milken Conference were unaware of the change, and many were moved by Canada's decision to be fully inclusive in our national anthem. Now, of course, I've never served in the military, but I do have deep admiration for those who do. So I think this is really exciting to share a spotlight on women who are choosing to serve, whether it's in the military, through public service, using their voices. And I'm excited to put a spotlight on two women in the chapter Serve from Fearless. You might remember Lieutenant General Christine Whitecross. She is currently the Commandant of the Rome NATO Defense College. She has a Bachelor of Engineering and MDS. She's a graduate of the Advanced Military Studies and Command and Staff courses. She's a Commander of the Order of Military Merit. She was named one of Canada's top 100 most powerful women in 2011 and again in 2016. And in 2018, she was recipient of the CDAI Vimy Award. I'm a complete fangirl of Chris Whitecross, and I'd love to share her story here in her own words from Fearless. I wouldn't say we came from a poor family because we had everything we needed and we had parents who cared for us, but we certainly didn't have any extras. The unusual dress in the photo on the next page was made by my mother, who was an accomplished seamstress, more for practical reasons than anything else, and I was proud of it. I was also very unconscious of my looks. They just didn't matter. Truth is, back then, I was just happy to be alive and getting my photo taken. I saw the world through my very limited and very little, I was always the smallest in the class, lens, and my world was okay. I was tremendously naive and shy growing up. I didn't understand innuendo, and that made me seem a bit odd to my classmates. But that didn't matter, because I was only incredibly positive. Life was good, and things could only get better. Was I fearless? Not really. I hated confrontation and craved being liked. And it was important to me that I did the right thing. I wasn't anyone special. Family was my anchor. There are a few similarities between that girl and who I am now. I'm still less preoccupied with my physical appearance than I am with my actual presence. There's more maturity and less altruism in my eyes. I've seen some pretty harsh things in my military career. Things my younger self wouldn't have been able to process if she had seen it. Things that would have caused her to turn inward. But I've also seen some tremendously inspiring things too. And those moments would have reconfirmed the way my younger self saw the world. I started my military career as a quiet individual who joined to serve her country. I was positive by nature, and this helped me get through training. It also helped me to fit in. I worked hard in everything I did, school, sports, engineering. So doing the same in my career was second nature. I had no concept of inequality because everything in my life up to that point was equal, as I understood it. I think this helped me because I didn't look for my inequality in my work or personal life. I just worked hard and I got out of my career what I put into it. Growing up in uniform, I never thought I was anything special, just like when I was young. Promotions surprised me. Positive comments mystified me. I was no different from anyone else. I truly believe that this humility has been the greatest gift my younger self ever gave me. Nothing comes from us alone, especially not success. Teamwork, professionalism, hard work, these are the hallmarks of what defines us. And my younger self knew this. My younger self, though, would have had difficulty standing up for herself, especially in the presence of authority. She would have been too timid to speak out, to express her discomfort, or to share her concerns. The older I get, the more responsibility I have, the more I realize how imperative this is. Standing up for myself is a legacy I hope to give my own children. It took me a while to embrace who I was and to know that I belong and, more importantly, that I have something to say and something to offer. Today, I am blessed with the best combination of both of me. I'm excited to put a spotlight on Solange Tuyishimi. You might remember she was on season one of the Fearless Women podcast. She's an international speaker, social entrepreneur, philanthropist, president and CEO of Elevate International. She's also UNICEF Canada ambassador. Here she is in her own words, in Fearless. This childhood photo is a representation of the dreams I have for every girl in this world. Love, safety, belonging. This is truly the one time I can remember being genuinely happy and fearless, with dreams of being on a world stage, inspiring and engaging people globally. As a young girl, I had everything a child could want and need. A loving family, a safe environment, a great education, surrounded by friends and family who brought much joy to my life. I belonged. For the rest of my life, I would struggle with that word, belonging. Where do I belong and what is my happiness? At 11 years old, I survived a war genocide and witnessed family members suffer, lose their lives, and lose hope for all the great things this world has to offer. In that moment of trauma, I would unconsciously be inked with a new limiting belief that there was no such thing as true happiness. In a matter of days, I went from living in a beautiful home to sharing one tent with my entire family. I watched as my family lost everything and struggled to make ends meet. I could see and feel the fear in all of us for our survival, safety, and well-being. I watched mothers cry for the survival of their children. Grown men feel hopeless. Children become orphans. And millions of people facing despair, disease, violence, and exploitation. Living through those moments came with the greatest lesson of my life. Pain knows no colors, ethnicity, or nationality. Hate has no place in our society. In that moment, as a child, I would commit my life to making this world a better place. 2 years from then, I would travel in 4 countries as a refugee, each time having to teach myself how to survive and fit in. In those times, I was inked with my second limiting belief, that there is no such thing as true belonging, because the world is a cruel place that can take away everything you have and love at any given moment. So, I silently loved people and places without ever saying it out loud or showing it too much, fearing that it might one day be taken away from me. To move forward, I've had to redefine what happiness means for me. Today, I trust that happiness is in the moments we live, in the love we give and obtain, in the kindness we experience from those who are near and dear, and from those who are strangers. Happiness is the pure moments of gratitude we give ourselves the right to feel. Happiness is the freedom within our hearts. Today, I find my belonging in the service of that 11-year-old girl's promise. I belong in uniting heart-centered and inclusive leaders so that they can continue to be inspired to make decisions that will make this world better. I belong in the service of women who are ready and more than qualified to take on leadership roles in our society. And I belong in the service of the millions of girls around the world who are patiently waiting for us to give them a glimpse of hope and a path toward great health, education, and equality. So while the stage I am building for the heart-centered leaders of this world is not yet as big as the ones I had in my dreams at 11 years old, this recent photo is proof of inspiration and hope for every girl that we become phenomenal women. And I am one step in the right direction. Weren't those two gorgeous stories? We're hearing from childhood dreamers who become fearless women. These are their stories in their own words, stories of their passion, of their leadership, and their success. I'm talking about the Fearless book. And here we are with notable, extraordinary, unafraid women from Canada and around the world. I've asked them to look back at the moments in their youth that set them on their path to leadership. Fearless, girls with dreams, women with vision. This is a powerful and necessary celebration of women taking risks, facing down fears, and blazing a trail. Thank you so much for supporting the Fearless book and also for listening to the Fearless Women podcast. I'm Janice McDonald. Stay fearless. Thanks for listening. We want our community to grow. Tell your friends, follow us on Instagram, and sign up for our newsletter at fearlesswomenpodcast.com to get the early scoop. Thanks again to our amazing sponsors, BDC, Lockheed Martin, and Export Development Canada. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts or in your favorite app. And if you like what you hear, give us a 5-star rating. I'm Janice McDonald. Stay fearless. Thank you to Export Development Canada, the international risk experts, for your support of the Fearless Women podcast. Supporting Canadian companies of all sizes succeed on the world stage, EDC takes your worries away and helps you grow your business with confidence. When your business has no borders, neither does your potential. Find out more at edc.ca/womenintrade. Thank you to BDC, the bank devoted exclusively to entrepreneurs, for your support of the Fearless Women podcast. We love smart companies that want to amplify women's voices. For more information, go to bdc.ca/women.